Wakanda forever.
We're back.
Y'all are something back else. Again. I think I am. My new been separated.
We'll be doing this kind of recording for the rest of the year.
I hope not.
Probably.
I couldn't hear you over Ty's.
That's racist.
Is that what you're?
Seriously. I was going to make a comment, but
that was the worst time to do that, George.
Not yeah. what I meant.
Wow, you avocado picker, you.
Holy fuck. So this is how we're starting off. All right.
Welcome back, you guys. It's You've Been Served on Discord. Again, you got me, Ty. You got Crispy Crispy Brispy Chris.
I didn't know where he was going with that, but
you got Big Rob, the sword and shield of You've Been Served. All right, then you got Batman, who is having a bad hair day. But
I just got the shower, man. Fuck.
It's okay. I'm having a bad hair day too. That's why I got my beanie up.
I've been getting many compliments with this hair just like this. So
I think it's getting longer, for sure.
It is.
I'm proud of you because my hair just is getting longer, but nobody can tell.
It's this quarantine life, man. This whole 2020 years, everyone's gonna come out looking differently at the end of 2020.
I'm gonna just come out looking the same.
Yeah, I'm just I was talking shit about myself in my head, but what I want to say is gonna end up getting bleeped out. So it's good that I don't say it.
Were you gonna have one of those moments?
Nah.
I feel like with the Black Lives Matter movement, all like both of the people that aren't me and aren't Ty have gotten more racist. Like that's like the most racist opening we've had of this podcast that I can remember, yeah.
Yeah, Chris, you racist. Hey,
I've refrained from saying anything. All right. Plus I was the only one out there with Ty protesting. Where were you guys?
That's fair.
I was at work, asshole.
Hey, and leave Robert alone, okay? We are watching over his grandmother, so he's doing the right thing, protesting from afar.
Well, right? I would like to see him outside at the next one if possible, but thank you, Ty.
All right, June 14th, Pride. Let's hit it.
I just don't know about George. That's the problem. Exactly.
Let's jump in. Let's jump into this. Get it, Ty. All right. The intro. Come on.
Okay.
All right. So, go ahead, George. Ring us in with our first topic of the day, because I just opened us up.
Actually, Robert did a good job of bringing us into it, because the first topic is the Black Lives Matter movement and everything going on right now. So, Robert, kudos.
Oh, that wasn't even intentional. My bad. I didn't mean to steal your job.
No, you're good. You're good. It's all good.
That was smooth, my friend.
You had one job, George. One job.
And it was stolen from me. With Robert.
Yeah, I'm stolen from you.
Thank you.
Colonizer.
Wow. Okay.
So, like we talked about last time, we got the movement going on right now. We got all the protesting going on. I've seen a lot of stuff going up on social media, good and bad. Yeah. A lot of it with voting. A lot of it with people faking, you know, being protesting, being a part of the movement. They're just doing a lot of photo editing.
Oh, yeah.
What are you guys' thoughts? I know, Chris, you brought up one of the photos from, what was it, Kendall Jenner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, you zoom in, you look at her shadow, and it's only, like, the body. The sign is missing. Yeah. I don't even think the mask is real.
They edit the sign in, but they forgot to put it in the shadow in the background.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Dude, I was telling Ty, too, at the protest, like, I was... Because Robert asked for us to take pictures, and I'm like, shit, I don't know if I should take process. I don't want to make it seem like I'm clout chasing. I don't want any of that, But shit, we took a knee and we're on our ass for a good amount of, like, 2 or 3 fucking hours. And let me tell you this, that shit hurt. Shit hurt. Yeah. So I think we deserved the picture, but I still felt bad.
You deserve the picture.
Bro.
But it's different, man. You guys weren't out for that. Like, you guys actually went for, like, you know, because you actually wanted to be a part of it. Like, you actually wanted to speak about it and everything. Like, you obviously had more to say about it and everything when it came to, I don't want to say names on here, Because I know people's jobs and whatnot. So, but yeah, you know, you guys had a better reason. You guys had a more legitimate reason to be out there. So, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't think you're clout chasing in any way. Well, Robert, what are your thoughts on you know, everything going on right now with what we were just talking about?
I mean, I think, I don't know, we talked a lot about it last time, and most of my thoughts on it were covered there. I do think, I've had a few thoughts about conspiracies and stuff like that, which we're going to dive into later probably, but... No, I mean, I agree with you guys. I'm proud of you guys for going out, you know, doing what you can. I think mm-hmm. that's really good, and we need more people like that, I guess.
I'm going to get backlash for this, but that is my fist. So, yeah.
Hey. I confirm that it's okay for other people to do it.
Exactly.
As long as you do it to another black person for the right reasons.
Exactly.
And you got to do it with enthusiasm. Don't be like... Like, no, do that shit like you mean that shit.
I do mean that shit. Look at it. Look how erect it is, man.
Dude, both hands, man.
Oh, sorry.
Man.
Ah, right. I can't get the other one. My phone would fall.
Did Chris really just say, look how erect it is?
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Were we just going to let that slide? Come on, guys.
No, I was going to comment on it. No, you got to use the third leg, too. That needs to be... Bro, come on.
All right,
we're getting out of hand here with all the dirty puns and whatnot.
Come on.
It was one after another.
Yeah, everybody support, okay? Everybody got to support. Support Black Lives Matter like you support black long dicks. Simple.
Well, then.
Okay, but I don't really support one of those. I only support one of those two things. The other one I kind of leave be.
Put your hand halfway up.
But do you support me?
Well, do you consider yourself a big black dick? Is that what you're trying to say?
In comparison to you, yes.
Well, okay. That's not setting the bar very high in terms of blackness.
We're getting off topic. It's supposed to be about Black Lives Matter, not Ty's and Robert's dick size and who's bigger and whatnot. Wrong topic for today.
I'm sorry. I was just, contest going on right now.
I was just trying to have fun in a serious topic. I'm sorry.
No, I think we need to have fun. Everybody's depressed and sad right now, you know, and that's all I see. And it's good to, you know, see people, see my friends, and, you know, be able to joke around a little bit, I think.
I love you, Robert.
Love you, too.
Guys, love you guys.
Talking about. I love you,
I
too,
can't
George.
Use wrong hands.
No,
use the third leg. Damn.
Huh?
Okay, we're gonna move on.
I don't know. I was lost.
All right.
I was lost. All right. But anyway, with these protests, they're cool, man. Yeah. I think I'm gonna hit the one in Hollywood that's incorporating Pride and Black Lives Matter on June 14th. Y'all are invited if you want to come along. I could pick you guys up. Oh, something funny that happened while Ty and I were leaving the protest.
Yeah,
you know how I'm always saying I'm gonna pick him up in the bad guy mobile.
In a what mobile? Well,
in the bad guy mobile.
Yeah.
Yo.
So my license plate actually.
His license plate said bad guy.
Wait, it says that on your license plate?
In his license plate really says bad guy 4.
Why are we friends with this man? I don't know. I'm lost.
All the references he's made to the bad guy mobile, I've always thought he was talking about the Camaro. No, the bad guy mobile is the Jeep. It literally says bad guy on it.
Well, I'll give him that. He wasn't lying. He was honest.
Kudos. My bad. Go ahead and finish your story. I just want to be the one to emphasize on that part.
So we're leaving the protests, and I look in the mirrors, and I'm driving real slow. All I see is literally two girls pull out their cameras and just take pictures of the car, like the license plate.
Yeah.
Big facts.
And I'm like, all right, cool. That was funny as fuck. So we're leaving. We get to the gate, and the security guy is like, huh, bad guy. Bad guy for what? And I'm like, well, I mean, I don't know, anything. And he's just like, nah, you got to tell me for what, or I won't put the ticket in. I'm like, all right, cool, for the streets. And he's just like, all right, that's good enough.
This dumbass said bad guy for the streets. And bless you for sneezing on my knee.
I mean, think about it. If the cops are doing all this shit and they see a nice little car driving by, may as well have it say bad guy so they could, you know, assume that the person is a bad guy. All right, but it's also a little joke. It's a meme, I guess. Meme worthy.
And his license plate is black. He did that for Black Lives Matter.
Black and yellow, yeah.
Yeah, Batman.
y'all are giving Chris way too much credit right now.
I said
he has not earned it at all.
I've been shaking my head. I
thought I did. Look, I mean, think about it. It's pretty funny. The cops will stop a minority driving in a fairly new car, right? May as well let them know that the person driving is a bad guy.
Why would you want them to know that?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, you're an idiot.
Wouldn't it be better if you had it say good guy? Like,
throw him off?
Maybe not want to shoot you?
Like, I feel like...
Nah. I'm bringing in all 67 of his numbers to testify against him.
Yeah. Man, that'd be a long fucking trial.
It would only take one witness. We don't even need 67. One witness, trial's over.
Done.
He's guilty.
Who's a special witness?
I don't know.
That person shall not be named.
I think I could probably throw some names out there, but let's not.
I'm not on the same page as y'all, but y'all got it.
All right, we're way off Black right, Lives Matter.
Moving on.
So I gave my opinion. I was the last person I heard. I don't know if Chris did.
Chris went.
You was the first. You was like one of the first ones.
Okay, so yeah, George, so Ty, have you guys both gone?
It's my turn.
Go for it, Ty.
All right, got you. I am very, very, very supportive of all the black protests that are going on. So as each day passes, the protests get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm just like, I love it. Like, I get so many people that come into the store and they're just like, oh yeah, you know, I'm protesting. So it's for equal rights for you and me. And be like, most of the time it'd be white people that come into the store saying stuff like that. I'm like, I really appreciate you, saying that.
Yeah. I mean, okay. If I can interrupt you
that same
for a second, white people just say that because they want to look good. Like, it's not, you know, so whenever they see a black person, they'll be like, oh yeah, I was marching, you know? if I feel like if a white person is actually good, they don't feel the need to say that. But that's just my personal beef.
Big facts.
Why are you going so hard on my foot? Damn.
Stop going so hard on his foot, Robert.
Yeah, George. Leave him alone.
You should have called the cat George.
That's yeah.
No.
That's where I thought we were going, but then George beat me to the punch, which is only fair.
You know what? Call it Georgina, so you could still call it George.
Oh my God!
All right, so Ty, I'm sorry for interrupting. I know you were going somewhere with that. Go ahead.
Continue, Ty.
We're highly distracted, but not like I think this past weekend during the USC protest, like a girl came in and I was like trying to, you know, congratulate her for protesting, and that's why I brought up the point early. Like, if you're gonna do this, do it with meaning. She came up in there looking like a sloth. She looked like a sloth. She had no enthusiasm to put this up, and then y'all sparked the conversation. Well, it was actually you, Rob, that sparked the conversation of should people outside of black people do this? And I'm like, well, that's debatable, but if you're going to do it right. That's what I believe in. She didn't do it right. I'm a low-key salty about that.
She was like this?
So if a person doing it for white power does it right, is that okay?
If they do it right, yes.
Okay, it's not as much about the message. It's just like you gotta put the enthusiasm into it. You don't just
I agree. Don't half-ass it.
If you're gonna do it, do it right.
Yeah, that's it.
I know.
But did Robert say a white person doing it for white power?
Yeah, he did.
He agreed to it. Yes, he did. And now I realize that I agreed to the wrong thing.
You did agree to the wrong thing.
I was trying to reiterate, like, you know, but actually you got to keep the message. You know, like, you can't just do this for whatever reason. Like, the message is the key part of doing this for enthusiasm.
Nah, Ty, you already said it. You already said it. Ty supports white power.
George is occupied fiddling with someone else's toes. That's why his hands have barely been on screen.
My hands have been on screen quite a lot.
They actually have not been.
Have you been watching? Have you been counting how many times my hands are on screen or something?
Indeed, I have.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so far, it's only been like...
You foot fetish bitch.
Oh, indeed, Robert. Transitions. Indeed, look at that. Robert.
Let me ask
George, you're out of a job.
Conspiracies? That's not next, stupid.
Yeah, obviously.
COVID spikes. You big.
It's still pretty good fucking Robert, transition, though.
Bad Robert. What the hell?
Well, I haven't even gone yet.
Go, George. We're at like 20
That's
minutes.
Why I didn't transition.
Bastard.
So, like, if I can go now, Chris.
Did you fart?
No.
Huh? No.
My cat. Right. My bad. Go for it.
Well, I mean, fuck. A lot of what you guys said, I agree with. Fuck. I mean, you know, I agree with not going just for the clout, not going just to get the photo. You know, actually going to support and, you know, doing something about it. But I also support, you know, if you're going to support from home, do your part from home. You know, there's certain things you can do from home. As far as, you know, knowing who to vote for next, doing your research and, you know, who to get out of office and who to put in office, you know?
Right.
Not just voting for the hell of it, you know, actually learning and seeing who's funding what, who's for what, and, you know? So yeah, I agree a lot with what you guys are saying. I think the protesting's awesome. I also think it's also kind of a risk factor. Like, I know Robert was saying he didn't want to go because, you know, his grandma is... not doing so well.
Yeah, she's, you know, compromised. So
yeah, so it's, you know, because of that, he has to do his part from home, which again, you know, still brings up the case that, you know, we haven't really dealt with yet, which is the COVID-19 going on right now, the coronavirus, which is the whole reason we were stuck in house to begin with.
Yeah, the way you said that made coronavirus sound cool.
You know, seriously, I want.
Yeah,
I want Corona now.
I'm gonna go catch it. I'm going to the protest. I've decided. All
right, just go get a toe pack. You'll be fine.
And wear your gloves too.
Oh yeah,
the pitcher gloves. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
the catch. Oh, that was good. That was good. I like that a lot. It took me a minute.
Thank you. I'm glad eventually you got caught with no gloves. I'm proud. You know, you just. Raw dogging these phrases.
Okay, we're gonna keep on going.
The bird in the background is perfect. I just want that to be clear. The bird in the background is perfect for all the silent moments we do. Hire that man for You've Been Served.
That's a bird, or that's a fucking. I thought it was a fire alarm. Or a little smoke detector. I don't know.
Moving on.
Robert mentioned conspiracies earlier.
Was conspiracy supposed to be a topic? Apparently, we keep coming back to conspiracy.
I thought it
that
was.
Actually is the point of us bringing up the Black Lives Matter protest. Because.
Okay.
To be honest, I'm not trying to debunk the protest, but we spent the whole episode talking about it. You know, and I wouldn't want for us to spend a whole another episode talking about it. So let's break it down a little bit and talk about the flip side, which is conspiracies.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
So we'll come back to the COVID.
Yeah.
Yes, we will. All right. Because all right. That shit is everywhere. We don't have a choice.
Is it, though?
Okay.
Damn, yes. Where the bird when you need them, bro? Damn.
Continue, Zach. Right.
A friend of mine has brought up a video by this guy who calls himself Pharaoh. I think it's like he's a 2-bit name, but I'm just going to leave him at Pharaoh. Pharaoh posts a lot of videos on YouTube talking about, you know, conspiracies and a lot of underlying issues of our government, you know, talking about the dark side of the government that no one likes to speak about. For example, he talks about people called Freemasons. No, why is your hand up?
I like to talk about the dark side.
No. Chris put his hand up for no reason, and I was highly confused. But yeah, he likes to talk about these people called Freemasons, and he believes that there are a lot of these Freemason people who either work in the government or work for the government. And he also believes that all of the coronavirus outbreak, the mass protests, and all the police brutality ties into a new world order trying to be an issue. You know,
new world order.
Yes. And he feels, he believes that, which is kind of the crazy part, he believes that Trump is actually standing against this new world order by his stupidity and being as open and blunt as he is. Because he feels like the president is being used as a martyr for this new world order. And he believes that Donald Trump is the only president thus far who hasn't been able to be used properly as their martyr. So, I understand there are a lot of loopholes in this, but I also understand what's his point in saying it, and it just kind of like brings in new ideas and new things to think about rather than just strictly think about COVID versus protest. It's a long video. I'm sure none of us finished all of it, and if you did, power to you.
I'm sorry, Ty, I didn't finish it all.
I bet you didn't even start it.
I'm sorry.
You called him out, damn.
He really did call him out.
I love you too, George. But
no, fuck you.
You say that now. You gonna say that when I'm in your bed later?
Oh shit.
He
literally.
He doesn't need to. He's already given the consent now.
Okay.
What? Alright, we're gonna move on.
So to cut the conversation short, unless anybody wants to talk about their own ideas and conspiracies of what's going on currently, he basically just summarized his point by saying, like, for the most part, a lot of people need to just stay home. A lot of people need to just avoid going out and avoid doing too much of anything. You don't want to bring too much attention to yourself. You also don't want to put yourself in the predicament where you get the coronavirus and also end up on that death toll list. We don't want that. He feels like the best thing to do right now is to just stay inside and, you know, stand up for something in your own way, but just from home.
Yeah.
The most I've heard is from there being hired protesters to vandalize stuff and police officers being dressed as protesters that's going in vandalizing stuff. But I didn't know that.
And then,
A conspiracy that I've heard a lot and that I personally believe is that white nationalists and white supremacists are infiltrating the crowd and causing violence to make the movement look bad.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of evidence to support it. And that's insane, and it sucks because it's really painting, I think, the movement more negative than it is. But that's the only conspiracy I've been like, yeah, that sounds correct.
No, I agree with that one as well. These conspiracies can run very deep. I'm sure there's probably other underlying issues that we probably haven't heard of, and it just makes you wonder what other craziness of 2020 will bring.
Hopefully not.
There's a lot of craziness.
Go to those conservative ass cities in California. That shit's scary, man. That shit is scary. Like I've driven by Fresno, and literally in the freeway, there's a sign that says it's all pro-lifers, and I'm like, oh shit, you know, that's a conservative city. Yeah. I mean, I get it. I'm judging them based on
based on the billboard. But like that too, though. I mean, you go to like Beverly Hills and you know, some of the richer areas. It's like,
where I work, it's very conservative. My coworker. Shit. I told you guys, my coworker.
Yeah,
he's huge on. He's huge on Trump. He's huge on. We listened to Rush Limbaugh. Is that his name?
Oh my God, yeah. Rush Limbaugh. To him every day. That guy.
I hate it. But what am I gonna do? He's the assistant manager. There's nothing I can do.
Damn, that's so tough.
I hear a lot of conspiracies every single day. A lot of conspiracies.
That guy, Rush Limbaugh has a lot of them. He's got books on it. That dude is fucking insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's.
Orange County is super conservative.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard, man. Yeah. Well,
Glendale.
I feel like we can go on and on about this, but yeah. I know we don't have a ton of time left. Like we said, we're gonna move on past what we were talking about with COVID and all that. Something I think who brought this up? Ty, Chris.
Ty,
what?
I think you guys brought it up. So Looney Tunes coming back. I know you guys grew up with Looney Tunes. I love Looney Tunes.
I didn't know that
they were coming back with what was it? No guns or something like that.
Yep, no guns and less violent.
That is a little weird. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. I mean, I'm not bummed about it. Looney Tunes, guns isn't the reason why I like Looney Tunes. But at the same time, it will be a little weird to see certain characters without them because it's part of their character.
Yeah.
So it's gonna take a little while for me to get used to it. But I don't know. What are you guys' thoughts? What do you guys think?
How are we gonna know when it's Wabbit season? I mean.
I hate you sometimes.
Elmer Fudd's literally walking around with that fucking musket or shotgun, you know, looking for bugs, and he's always looking at the camera and saying, "Shh, it's wabbit season," you know, and he's trying to get him.
That was spot on.
That was really good.
Good job, Chris. Really good.
Thank you.
You know, Chris is actually pretty good at impressions. Achievements. Chris is actually pretty good at impressions. He can do like that one character from Futurama. He can do Chewbacca pretty well. He's not bad.
You know,
George
is putting
penis
sometimes.
In the camera.
What? Seriously.
All right. I'll turn the light.
I want to apologize for something you're not sorry for, George.
Exactly. You wanted to show your jock, man. I get you.
You guys are welcome. All three of you. You're welcome. I know you guys.
Robert's gonna make a poll to see how many people like that.
Oh, polls are none.
I could.
Well,
I think it's gonna be weird though to see Looney Tunes without any guns or less violence, just because a lot of the cartoons that we grew up on, they kind of function based on a lot of violence.
Yeah, like Tom and Jerry.
True.
Even like old school SpongeBob, or even current SpongeBob, like it might not be like straight out there, like you motherfuckers falling off the cliff and they turn into a nuke. How?
So they're cutting all that kind of violence out, or is it just they're cutting out the guns part?
See, I thought they were going to cut everything out, and it was just going to be something simple, like something normal, like Disney Channel or whatever. That babyish type of, but it wasn't. I actually ended up watching a few episodes. Just check it out. Saw it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Cause I ain't paying for HBO Max, but, they have cannons. Sylvester's still trying to eat Tweety, and eventually he does end up eating Tweety, but it's just a cupcake. Oh, sorry. I spoiled it for you guys, but
damn it.
I like spoilers.
Well, fuck it. There's spoilers coming. It gets to the point where Daffy gets stuck on a freaking piece of gum, and like he's trying to get out of it, and he eventually ends up pulling off all his feathers, drops it, and falls right back on it. So he just peels the skin off and walks out as pure bones, and it looks like a piece of gum again. Daffy apparently comes right back in his full suit, sees it, and starts chewing the gum, knowing damn well there's skin, feathers, and everything in there. So it's just as dark.
Yeah.
Even without the damn violence. So I'm like, all right, I can fuck with this.
Okay.
There's still a chance for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
They took something out, but they're still keeping everything else. Okay. I mean, as long as they're still keeping it, with the same kind of humor, I'm all for
it.
Bugs has yellow gloves, though, so I don't know.
He has yellow gloves.
I heard you, Ty. I just want to acknowledge what you said.
What'd you say,
Thank
Ty?
You,
Courage
said,
the Cowardly
Dog.
I'm down.
Curly Dog. Yeah, I want to remaster that. We should do a remaster of that. Better graphics. Yeah.
That was a trippy cartoon.
That shit scarred me, bro. But I fucking enjoyed it.
Right.
I enjoyed it as a kid. Looking back, it's like, how did I enjoy this and not get freaked out? There is some episodes that was pretty fucking trippy.
Dude, that shit only came out at night. And then they moved it up earlier, and I was like, what the fuck? Why is it only coming on late at night?
They did that with a purpose, bro.
It could also be because they were hoping only older kids would see it. That's usually why they move things later.
I was too busy trying to... I was too busy trying to watch soft porn on HBO.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for letting us know, Ty.
Yeah, appreciate
I'm thinking
it.
Back to,
but thank you for letting us know.
I'm thinking back to that shit. On this. And it was like Jimmy Neutron had dark episodes. What's it called? The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy. That one was cool.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah, I miss that show so much. Texas Laboratory was
'90s. I'm telling you.
We can go off on cartoons forever. So let's not do that.
True.
We've gotten caught
True.
In that before.
True. True.
I think
it's king of distractions.
I
going back to Looney Tunes.
Yeah, sorry. Looney Tunes. I didn't really grow up with it much because I was as a kid I was only allowed to watch PBS.
Zaboomafoo.
Yeah, Zaboomafoo, and sometimes Animal Planet, but. That's another, but I do think the violence and the guns in that show, from what I've seen, like, that's not, there's so many things we have to worry about more than that, you know? Like, if we're really worried about kids inflicting violence and, you know, shooting things, and, you know, bringing a gun to school and school shootings and blah, 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 if that's, you know, there are so many things that need to be dealt with before the violence on Looney Tunes. You know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what bugs me, is it's, I'm not mad at them removing it. I just feel like this is one of the last things that should be done. And it seems like it's one of the first, you know?
Right.
True. You know, what's funny about the old Looney Tunes, there was a World War II episode that they cut out, and Bugs is like literally the leader of the Nazi army. And they just immediately got rid of that episode. Like, they never aired it. They aired it maybe once or twice, and that was it.
Can I find it on YouTube?
You can find it. Yeah, you can find it, but it's not going to come up anymore. Like, anywhere. At least on
I
TV.
Can't find it.
You can find it. You just can't find it on TV.
Okay.
I wonder if it'll be on HBO Max, or if they'll cut that.
I don't even know, but... HBO is taking everything, man. You grew up on PBS, I grew up on PBS, and we can't even watch Sesame Street anymore.
I know. I'm kind of mad about that.
Yeah.
What happened?
I learned everything from this. HBO
Max. HBO Max is stepping up in a big, big way.
Yeah.
And I'm actually really excited. Like, I kind of want to get the membership and everything.
Well, Disney.
I heard rumors, but I didn't know that was really that wild.
Yeah, dude, they're taking all that shit, and now I just can't, I can't watch the streets anymore.
Yeah, dude, what you gotta do? They're trying to get you, man.
Disney is stepping up, though. It's like, it's not just HBO Max. They have HBO Go, HBO Now, Hulu, Disney Plus, and they're all owned by Disney, which I like the content.
Yeah.
The content, and ESPN as well, and National Geographic.
Yeah.
And I like the content. It's all good. I just don't like the monopoly, you know. That's what bugs me, is I kind of wish that they were separate.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah, Disney got too much money.
Yeah.
Bro, didn't you
we're not hating on you, Disney. Y'all just got too much money. Like, y'all should be sponsoring us with all that money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shit, they feel like they're losing money.
I'd stop shit-talking it if they started sponsoring us.
Like, right. Okay. Imagine, like, for every episode we got, they gave us $2,000.
Seriously, I mean, if we get sponsored, I'd be down to drop a stitch every now and then.
Hell yeah.
If we get sponsored by Disney, there's so much that we can and cannot say.
Yeah, we'd have to cut, like, entire episodes.
So much would be different. We would not be allowed.
As a matter of fact, don't sponsor us. Just give us a small donation.
Yeah,
but,
you know, per episode.
All right, look, if we get sponsored by Disney, at least sponsor us through Fox or FX, whatever, either one. They have that. So,
yeah, that too, you know. Fox and FX.
Yeah.
Who do you That's guys crazy. Think would be the best sponsor for us if we had to pick, like, one company? Who Starbucks. Hates us best? Starbucks. I don't know about that.
Starbucks. I don't know about that, man. We talked shit about Starbucks in an episode.
Yeah.
No.
Shit about the people we worked with.
A legitimate, a good sponsor that would probably help us out is Pornhub.
Oh, fuck me. Yeah.
They support anything. I'm down to talk about Ebony's every episode.
Hey, Barstool is holding auditions to see if, you know, they're at least trying to bring on a new podcast because Call Her Daddy ended up splitting up. So they only they lost one of them, and they have now just, you know, everything going on. The middle finger.
They got one of them, so now they're trying to figure out what to do next.
Yeah, so if we send in one of these tapes, at least one of the best ones, we could probably get picked. You never know. They're always hiring and looking for a new podcast.
Damn.
I'm down.
Hey, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. All
right.
So does that mean our episodes have to get a lot more raunchier?
I guess. I can do that show.
I know you're down for it. That's what I'm just asking. Like, is that what's going to have to happen?
That's why he wants us to be sponsored by them.
Well, right? I mean, it's possible. Think about it. The person that's running Call Her Daddy now, like, she's all alone and making $500,000. She was making 50, but now she's making $500,000. Split it up between all of us, and we'll be making more than, you know, whatever the fuck we were making.
Yeah.
Which you should go keep her company, Chris.
Well, all right. Huh? So, with all that said, we've hit our time.
Really already time?
Yes.
It's that time.
Dang. So, if y'all want to, Ty wants to lead us out.
It's already time. It's crazy. It is already time. That is the problem. Time is an illusion. All right.
All right.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't disagree. I just think that was a funny time to bring that up.
Time is an illusion.
Time.
That was kind of poetic, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. That leads me to the message at hand. Thank you, sir. It's all because of the whiteness that you shine upon me. With your shine, it makes me look brighter. So
you're saying you're too proud for the white man?
For that white man right there. I support that white man. Because he supports all of us.
Very true. Very true.
All right. I support that man. So back to my point that I was trying to make. Back to the point I was trying to make. It's amazing how people feel like good things don't last forever. And in some cases, that's true. In some cases, that's true. But that doesn't mean that there are other good things that can continue where you last left off. There are so many good things going around in this world. So many time, so many friends to spend lovely time with. So many opportunities to go out the door and find something as long as you got your mask on. And so many discounts going on the PlayStation store. PlayStation, sponsor me.
Yeah.
So with that being said, you guys, don't let good opportunity, don't focus on the end of the great things. Keep yourself entertained. Keep a smile on your face. Keep the positive energy going and continue to support us. Make sure you hit that like button, that follow button, and that share button all in one flick.
Speaking of, producer has made us a little thing.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. That is the cutest thing I have ever seen.
Take a picture of that.
Ty has a new Facebook we're running for the podcast.
There you go.
So
we're on Facebook now.
If you're on Facebook, hit him up. Go like us on Facebook.
We on Facebook now. We on that old dinosaur.
Send that to us so we can post it on each of our profiles.
Will do.
Get the word out.
Hey, yo, Big Rob, before we, like, completely close, can you do me a favor?
Depends what the favor is. What are you asking me to do? It's not the George Toes thing, is it?
Nah, never that. That's only for him.
Okay.
The first favor, still beautiful.
Oh.
I'll attempt it. I'm not sure I can ever reach your levels, Ty.
And y'all too better stay beautiful, all right? Or else that's your ass. The second thing, tell the family I said hi.
I will do. I can do that.
With that being said, anybody else got anything to say? Because I'm done. You just comb my beard.
Let's go protest on the 14th.
Woo! It's been Ty.
Somebody else go.
No,
I mean, I was waiting for somebody else to go, but if I could.
Jorge Alberto, right. George the Fifth, a Batman, Alvarado. And it's been Big Rob, No Cap. Big Rob, No Cap, damn. All Shield, Big Sword. Hey.
Big Sword.
And you know,
bigger than Ty's sword, apparently.
We're serving the people. You've been served, y'all. Stay beautiful. All right. Shit, I need to figure out what I'm gonna do with my water.